Paddy, as was said, was elected in 61 to 97. Therefore, for a short period and the latter years here, he was father of the house. He was father of the house. He took over from Neil Blaney, who died just prior to that, and highly respected. Not alone did he represent North East Donegal, Paddy Hart had the distinction of representing all of Donegal. Some of us are old enough to remember that he was elected in that great Donegal constituency in 1977. And remember being youngish, not even a member of the council at the time, meeting him in the Butt Hall at that famous count in 1977. And of course, served with him on the council from 1979, while I was there, until 1991. And as I said in Irish, never a sharp word between us through all those years. And it's the way it should be, because I came with one party flag, Paddy came with the other, but when we came to Dublin, we wore with pride the Donegal jersey and carried the Donegal flag. And of course, that's what makes us stronger when all deputies work together. Paddy Hart can be described as a committed politician, an advocate of justice and fairness, and, as I said, a true Donegal man. Paddy Hart never missed an opportunity to put issues affecting Donegal forward over those years and to make a case for further investment in our native county. I don't know what Paddy Hart would have to say now if he had abided by the 2 minute or the 7 minute or the 10 minute rule, because he didn't have to respect it in those days. And Paddy Hart, when he spoke here, he spoke with passion and commitment. He was always known in this house for his good counsel, his advice. And Paddy Hart was one who reached out to others in order to advance different causes. And he just didn't do that here. He did it in practical terms and on many different occasions. Paddy Hart, in politics and in private life, he will be remembered for highlighting the importance of coexistence for everyone. He grew up, lived at the border during those difficult years, but he reached out. He was reaching out to unionists in Northern Ireland long before it became very popular to do it. Paddy Hart took risks over those years. And of course, he promoted peace for the island of Ireland. And as many have said, this was demonstrated by the opening of the All-Ireland Peace Park in Messines. And he just didn't go out on that famous day when it was opened by the President, the Queen and the King. He had been working on that for years prior to it, with fast schemes, getting people out there to build that monument. And I was very honoured as an MEP and a TD to be there on that famous day. On a personal level, I would have to acknowledge Paddy Hart and, of course, on behalf of myself, on behalf of my wife and her sister, whom he visited on many occasions over the years and may not have been popular either. And no one could say a bad word about the Harts or Paddy Hart in my house or in my wife's house. And we'll never, ever forget him when he went on radio one day and defended us when others thought it was difficult to defend. But I don't think he would have said to me, Pat, I wasn't defending the indefensible. I was defending the defensible. Ever so grateful to him. Paddy Hart leaves behind him a legacy that will stand the test of time. And of course, a legacy that will be favourably recorded when the history is written. He always believed in sharing. He had a great understanding of this, that we had a joint heritage and a joint history, and that's the way it should be. He leaves a legacy that Rosaline, the family, the extended family and the grandchildren, and that will be proud of in the years to come.